Magic 97.7, it's time for our bi-weekly chat with NVRH. And this morning, we have a special guest, Dr. Ryan Sexton, the Chief Medical Officer at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital in St. Johnsbury. Welcome, Dr. Sexton.
Thank you, Bruce. Happy to be here.
Well, let's start off with your role as Chief Medical Officer is new to you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I have been at NVRH for the past almost 9 years. I came on board as Emergency Department Medical Director, and I've served in that role, as I said, for the past 9 years or so. And when our prior Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Roos, planned his retirement, I was interested in this position, and I'm honored to step into this leadership role at NVRH. I'm excited to work with our excellent team of physicians and healthcare providers to really advance the care we offer our community.
What does a chief medical officer do?
Generally, you know, oversees the clinical care provided at healthcare system. We're involved in, you know, overseeing quality work, the hiring, recruitment, and retainment of our physicians and advanced practice providers. One of my initial focuses in the role will be exploring areas for enhanced collaboration between departments and our clinical practice areas.
Coming from the emergency department, that must have been quite an experience for you.
Yeah, you know, my focus has been over the years really on the emergency department, but the emergency department is, you know, well connected to every other aspect of healthcare. And so in that role, I have developed relationships and experience kind of approaching things more at a system level. But yeah, I will continue to work in the emergency department clinically. I think it's important to maintain that clinical connection to the front line.
One thing I love about NVRH, your staff really cares about the patient. And I think that goes a long way.
That's true. You know, we really do care. I always say that there's the health care and the medicine and the treatment that we're providing. There's also the experience, and that's a large part of it for patients. I mean, patients present with high acuity illness, really severe disease, and, you know, we approach patients as a whole, both in treating that disease process, but also, you know, as treating them as an individual, you know, trying to make what is a difficult experience for many, you know, the worst experience of their life, we try to do our best to make it as comfortable as possible.
You know, we're at the end of July, we're headed into August. That means we're headed back to school, and back to school means getting ready for students' health too, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. You know, I think most schools, higher level education require physical exams and screening exams, and it's a great opportunity that, you know, if you haven't had, your child hasn't had their annual exams, it's a good time to do it.
Is that something that occurs at the child's physician's office?
Yes. Yeah, you would want to reach out to your family medicine physician or pediatrician to arrange for those healthcare screening exams and annual exams.
I believe that to play school sports, one needs to get an exam. What other kind of exams do students need to get?
Well, I think for any child, having their annual well visit is really important for healthcare maintenance. You know, as part of that, our pediatricians are looking at growth and also, you know, making sure that preventative measures like vaccinations are provided and up to date.
Speaking of immunizations and vaccinations, that's a topic today that many people discuss, but immunizations are really necessary.
Absolutely. We know that we have very safe vaccines that are quite effective at preventing severe illnesses. There are standard vaccine series that all children should have, and it's really important that parents talk to their pediatricians and healthcare providers about maintaining vaccine and making sure vaccine status is up to date.
And these would also take place in the primary office of the physician.
That's correct. Speaking from the emergency department perspective, we sometimes do see individuals that haven't had an opportunity to maintain their vaccine series, and we can provide boosters in the emergency department on an emergency basis. For example, you know, if someone were to have a laceration and their tetanus status has lapsed, and typically that's greater than 10 years, we can provide that booster to ensure immunity at time of injury. But ideally, patients are, you know, speaking with their primary care teams and making sure that they're up to date and taking a proactive approach.
When I was in school, measles was a big deal. Is it still a big deal?
You know, for a while there, it wasn't, actually. We had very few cases, and I think it was close to eradication, at least in the United States and probably internationally as well. And unfortunately, we have seen an increase recently over the past few years where it's becoming more of an issue.
That makes it sound really important to get a measles vaccine as part of your school readiness.
Absolutely. You know, measles is one of the most contagious viruses that we know. It's spread through air. Infected individuals who are coughing, sneezing, or even just talking can spread measles. The good news is that it's almost completely preventable. So the MMR vaccine, which has been around for a long time and has been heavily studied and is quite safe, even just one shot of the series would convey 93 to 95% protection against measles. That's just with a single vaccine. It's recommended that individuals have a booster as well, and that booster raises the efficacy up to 97 to 99% protection with those two doses. And that's lifelong protection. So if you've had those two vaccines as a child, you can feel comfortable that the high likelihood is that you're going to be protected for your life. I do think it's really important, if you have any concerns as to whether, you know, you're appropriately vaccinated or your children are appropriately vaccinated, please do speak with your doctor to review that. And if you do need a vaccine or your children need vaccine, now is the time. We do know that there are some measles cases in around the region recently. There were some cases in New Hampshire and a confirmed Vermonter as well. And so it is here. And I think those individuals that have been vaccinated and those communities that have a high vaccine rate are well protected. It is in those communities and individuals that where we don't see vaccine that this highly contagious virus can spread. It is, you know, like any other virus, this one spreads through the air, but it typically symptoms include fever and fatigue, maybe poor appetite. Individuals will develop cough, runny nose. They may have red eyes. Some actually may develop a bluish kind of bumps in their mouth. And then what we're most commonly looking for is a rash that usually appears about 3 to 5 days after symptom onset. It starts on the head and then spreads down the body. The illness typically lasts about a week. It can be severe, at times life-threatening. It's especially severe, and we worry about it in babies, young children, and people with weak immune systems.
We're speaking with Dr. Ryan Sexton, the Chief Medical Officer at Northeastern Vermont Regional Hospital. Thank you so much today for speaking with us, Dr. Sexton, and we wish you the best in your role as Chief Medical Officer at NVRH.
Thank you, Bruce. Well, I really appreciate your time.
News is coming up at the top of the hour, so stay close right here, Magic 97.7.